You're listening to Caffeine and Chaos, a podcast for moms by a mom who's just taking it one day and one cup of coffee at a time. So sit back, relax, and come join me.
Hello, friends. Happy Friday. So as you can tell from the fact that there were no other podcasts this week, I got a little crazy over here. We had a sick kid and then trying to coordinate doctor's appointments, and then the boy's school schedule was all messed up, and it was just, it's been busy here. So the podcast got put on the back burner this week, and that is totally okay. Anyway, I wasn't even going to record today, and then something happened this morning, and I really have been talking a lot to my therapist lately about coping mechanisms and ways to just help vent my frustrations in a really healthy way. And one thing we've been talking about is talking it out. I was a communications major in college, so I love that concept of talking it out or venting, but trying to take a negative and make a positive out of it. Whether it's an opportunity to educate someone or share a story or have a conversation with my spouse, you know, whatever it is, trying to work through all that. So today is an opportunity to hopefully educate some people who choose to not be educated and who say ridiculous things that are incredibly rude and inconsiderate. And I'm gonna be really blunt in this episode, it makes them look stupid. So, can't tell already, a little bit passionate about this. So, this morning I was on social media and someone I am friends with made a post, and I'm going to read the post to you. I'm not going to use their name, and I'm going to preface this podcast with this, okay? I am not angry at this person for what they posted. I genuinely think that they come from a place where they are truly uneducated. Not unintelligent, but uneducated on this specific topic. And I think that is a dangerous thing to be. I think, especially for a person who claims to be a Christian, this is not a good position for you to be in on this issue. But here is my purpose behind talking about this topic that I'll tell you in just a minute on today's podcast. In this day and age, we live in a society that is constantly using the word triggered. Okay, I hate that word. I've said it before. I hate that word. But as a mother with a child who has special needs, unfortunately, we're more familiar with that word in our household than I'd like to be. But we also need to acknowledge that we live in a generation that is very comfortable with talking about ways that we were wronged, the ways that we were raised, things that were not done right. Okay? So here's what I'm going to say. Number one, you don't get to determine what someone's heart is, okay? Someone could go through something that's difficult for them, and you could sit there and think, if I went through that, wouldn't it be difficult for me? Or maybe you've experienced the same thing, and you think to yourself, that wasn't hard for me. Good for you. However, that does not change the fact that it was hard for someone else, okay? Here's what I like to say when people try to compare jobs and say, well, my job is harder than their job. No, honey, your job isn't harder than their job. But your ability to handle hard is different than their ability to handle hard. And your hard looks different than their hard, okay? The things that you struggle with is different than what someone else struggles with. And they are completely allowed to voice what they struggle with and to have those struggles validated. You don't get to decide that something's not hard for someone, okay? That's the first thing. Second of all, we live in a society and in a day and age where it is coming out more and more research about things like neurodivergence, autism, ADHD, and if we're being honest, a lot of those of us who grew up in the 90s are finding out that, oh, I wasn't a disobedient child who needed to be spanked. I had some legitimate stuff going on, but doctors didn't know or have enough information at their fingertips to make educated decisions for us as children. So they gave our parents the best information they had, and our parents raised us with the best that they had. It's just a different day and age. This has happened to every generation, okay? As an adult now who has an autistic child, I sometimes think back to my childhood and think, I wonder if there had been more research. I wonder if there had been more information, if a doctor would have sent me to be assessed for autism as a young child. Because I think back to some of the things I struggled with as a child, and I look at my son and think, that's funny. Okay, let me read you this status. The status says, your triggers are your responsibility. It isn't the world's obligation to tiptoe around you. Okay, let's talk about this. Let's talk a little bit about what I agree with about this, okay? We live in a day and age where everyone is triggered by something and everyone is so sensitive, okay? Now again, you don't get to determine that something does or does not trigger someone and is or is not difficult for them. That's not your job. You don't get to write people off because they say that something is difficult for them. Now, is it occasionally humorous and weird? Absolutely. Welcome to the age that we live in, okay? It is not your obligation to tiptoe around people. That is called drawing a boundary for you. You don't get to draw boundaries for other people, okay? If you are friends with someone, and I don't feel like I'm friends with anybody in my life right now, so I feel like I can say this all over you. If you are in a relationship with someone and you just feel that spending time with them is physically and emotionally exhausting for you and mentally exhausting, and you just leave every interaction with them thinking, this is not healthy. Like, this makes me be in a headspace or just in a place where I am not comfortable and the rest of my day just goes to the trash because I'm interacting with this person. It is okay for you to draw a boundary and say, hey, look, if I see you in the grocery store, and you don't have to say this to them, okay? This is just like the conversation you have with yourself. If I see them in the grocery store, I'm going to be kind and cordial and I'm going to say hello and I'll probably stop and have a short conversation. But I'm not going to leave the grocery store and go out for coffee with them and invite them to my house for dinner or have play dates because that's just not healthy for me. It is okay to do that. But you want to know something? That's your responsibility. That's your responsibility to do that, okay? So if you are in a relationship like that and you are deliberately not choosing to do that, that's your fault. Okay? Now this person went into the comments, and there were quite a few comments, and let me say this. There were a lot of people in this comment section who go to the church that we currently go to who were agreeing with this. And that was really disturbing for me because these people claim to be Christians, and I believe that they are, but I really think that the particular area of Christianity that our family finds ourselves floating in tends to have people that are very out of touch with what is going on in the world. And people who come from a generation where everyone else's problems are not their own problems. And it's keep to yourself and it's all about you. It's a very self-centered life. And there's a lot going on, especially in the world of some people actually struggling that we've lost touch with. Hopefully that all made sense. I was trying to be really delicate in saying that because I don't want to blast people on this podcast. But I do think that there are some people, even on my friends list on Facebook, who obviously need to be educated. And it's really disgusting to see people who are Christians agreeing with a post like this, especially when the original poster goes on to comment some of the things that she said. Because someone else, I got on there and made a comment. Someone else said, it's as simple as not being basically garbage to people. Empathy goes a long way. And the original poster honestly got really, really nasty, talking about how they spent many years being empathetic and caring to people at the cost of their own mental health. Okay, so then your problem is that you didn't draw a boundary for yourself to say, it's not healthy for me to be in this relationship, so I'm going to back off. That's on you. That has nothing to do with you tiptoeing around other people. That has to do with you still choosing to be in that relationship. But let's go down to what I said. I said, agreed, but there's also not being a rude person. Don't do it at the expense of your own mental health, but don't just write off others either, because this can extend far beyond just an everyday person who gets triggered by something legitimate. What about a special needs child? And she said, I'm talking about grown adults. Children are different. To which I commented, those children become grown adults. She said, yes, and us as parents need to teach our children how to deal and function with their issues, whatever they may be. Excuse me? This was the point that ticked me off. She says, as for others, I do good to deal with myself, my kids, and my husband. I'm not others' therapist, and I'm not their doctor. You want me to pray for you? I'll do so. Some people just don't have the mental and physical energy to deal with people outside of their own bubble. You can't fix everybody. And I told her, I said, then that's called drawing a boundary for yourself. It's okay to choose not to spend time with someone because it isn't good for you. But I would say that someone, especially someone who's a Christian, won't look at my son when he's an adult and think that he needs to deal with his issues that he didn't ask for, nor will he have control over them all. Kindness is biblical. And then she said, yep, then I think at that point your son does not need somebody like me trying to guide him in the right direction. He needs somebody that's qualified to do that and not Dr. Google. Back up. This is where I have a problem, okay? And I'm going to speak on behalf of a community of women who I am a part of who have children who have autism. You are ignorant and you are uneducated and you are rude. Here's what I am asking. I do not ask people to go out of their way to accommodate for my child. My son has autism. He goes to a private Christian school. He is in a general education classroom. And as far as I know, because his teacher has not said anything different to me, he thrives. He works on the same level as the other children in his classroom. And I am so blessed to be able to say that, because there are children who cannot do that. Okay? There are children with autism who will need to have a caregiver or live with their parents for the rest of their life, because they will never be able to be on their own. He has issues. Get out. You are so incredibly rude. My child doesn't have issues. He has autism. And in case you didn't know, autism is a neurological disorder that my child was born with. It runs in families. There is scientific evidence that it is genetic. My son did not choose this. I did not choose this. No one chose this for my child. And while an everyday person, Susie or Joe, is not his therapist or his doctor, you are a human with feelings too, and I would hope that you would expect someone to be kind to your child just as much as I expect you to be a grown adult and be kind to my child. And I know this is totally off the wall and not something I would typically put on my podcast at all. This is how strongly I feel about what this woman said. It was unkind, it was unChrist-like, and it was extremely uncalled for. And if I'm being honest, I'm no longer friends with this person on Facebook because of this. Because it really is not okay. It's not. It is not okay for people to have this mindset. Now, let's go back a little bit, okay? You go to a barbecue, and people are there, okay? Now, nobody should expect you to walk in that room and walk up to Susie Jo and say, hey, Susie Jo, I know we're just going to have a great time, but just wait till you see others. What are your triggers? Because I just don't want to trigger you at this family barbecue that we're at. Girl, that ain't your responsibility, okay? And yes, it is Susie Jo's responsibility to have herself under wraps, okay? My 5-year-old child is just as confused some days about what is going on with himself as I am as his mother, because that's how autism is. Constantly changing, constantly growing. You want to know something? I'm not my child's therapist or his doctor either. Do you want to know how equipped I feel some days? Not at all. Some days I literally sit in my closet and cry because I'm so overwhelmed. Because if I could take this from my child, I would. But I can't do that. What I can do is put my best foot forward and show my child kindness that Jesus would show him. You know, I think sometimes we forget in the Bible, you know that story where it talks about how Jesus summoned all the children and he told the disciples, bring the children to me. And he talks about, suffer the little children to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And then he talks about, shame on those people who would harm children. I'm just going to clarify something. Jesus also meant talking nasty about them. Okay? That's what he meant too. Did you know in Bible times there were children with autism? Did you know in Bible times there were children with Down syndrome and cerebral palsy? It's not a new thing. Jesus has held in his arms children with autism. He has held them and he has loved them. That is the most beautiful picture that I could ever imagine, is Jesus holding my son in his arms. And for someone else who obviously doesn't know what they're talking about to say something so incredibly ridiculous and to say that my child has issues, girl, I wish it was an issue. I wish it was an issue.
Mommy.
Because you know what?
Mommy,
we can make issues go away.
Can Uncle Jim play catch with me?
We can't make autism go away. My son will live with autism for the rest of his life.
No, I have a point.
And it's people like that that make me as a mother not want to go meet new people and not want to go to birthday parties and not want to go to unfamiliar settings where they may be people who we don't know. Because those are the kinds of people who turn around and look at my son, excuse me, and his behavior sometimes, and they glare at me and think that I just have an undisciplined child. Interesting. So, I don't want to drag this out. But you know what? It needed to be said. And sometimes, podcasts are a platform to share our feelings, and this is one of those days. Because there are some people who just need to be educated. So let me educate you. Referring to a child with autism as a child with issues is wrong. My child doesn't have issues. And while I don't believe that anybody should have to accommodate for my child in any way, I would never expect that. We go to church events quite frequently, and never do I expect for a Sunday school teacher or another family in our church. Because let me have this. The one thing I do love about our church is there are multiple families in our church who also have children with autism. And can I tell you that as a mom with one of the youngest children in our church who has autism, I find comfort in that fact. Because I know that there are a handful of moms in our church who can look me in the eye and we are on the same level. They understand what I deal with on a daily basis. They understand the struggle. And they can see where I am now and where I will be in 10 years. Because they understand that. And we find solidarity together. We know how to pray for each other effectively. I feel that I can go to a church event and have comfort in knowing that my child is, number one, not judged, and neither am I as a mother, for my child's behavior. Because people understand that my son is not weird. He's different, but he's normal. He's just a kid, and I want him to be treated normally. I don't want Easton to feel different. I don't want him to think that he's a weirdo. I want him to play with kids. I want him to enjoy his life. I'm going to do my very best as a mother to teach him life skills, to teach him thought processing. That is why I fight so hard for my child. That is why what happened in Japan is such a big deal to our family, because they put our child in danger. I will never stop fighting to give my child the most normal sense of life that he could ever have, so that he can grow up and be independent and be amazing. But it's people who make comments like this that make me worried for the day when he will go off by himself, because someone's going to come up and tell him that he has issues. You know who has issues? The person saying that. These people are the reason why I'm not comfortable going places where I don't know others.
because I'm sick and tired of being judged as a mother, and I'm sick and tired of my son being looked at differently.
I could go absolutely on and on about this. That's how furious I am over what this person said. And honestly, I think that the people on that post who said that they agreed with the post agreed with the fact that you can't walk on tiptoes around everybody, okay? We live in a day and age where everybody's got feelings and blah, 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 okay? Look great. But when it comes down to something like a child with special needs or someone with PTSD or something that's legitimate, kindness goes a long way. And if you're going to claim that you're a Christian and have that kind of attitude about it, I'm going to say, you got some sorting out to do, girlfriend. You do. Because that attitude is nasty. It is gross. And those are the kind of people that turn out to be bullies. That's all I got to say. I just need to get that off my chest. And I think that the predominance of moms who I know who also have children with autism would agree with everything I just said. I would hope that people who are Christians who hear my podcast would agree with what I just said. So, just some food for thought. How you address things on social media does matter. It's okay if someone feels differently than you, but there are certain things that you just don't do. And that's one of them. So, I'm going to end this very strange podcast now. That is not at all my norm. And I promise this is not something I want to do often, but there are just some things that I feel strongly enough about as a mom that this is the healthiest way for me to filter through those thoughts, is sharing them with you guys and talking through them and maybe hopefully helping to educate people. You just don't do certain things. So I'm going to leave it at that. I hope you guys have a great weekend. And I'll talk to y'all next week.